You know, managed care done well is a good thing, and I think we would all support that. The concern here is that we have seen some real problems in Florida's pilots, and in particular, we've seen a lot of plans coming in and out of the market. We actually saw one of the largest plans, WellCare, that was found guilty of some very serious fraud and abuse allegations. And so we need to have really strict oversight of the contracting process to ensure the taxpayer dollars are spent well. You know, Medicaid is actually a very efficient program. It costs less than private insurance on a per-person basis. So if you're looking to manage care to save money and the managed care company has to turn a profit, you have to be extremely careful to ensure that that profit is not turned at the expense of children, people with disabilities, and others who really need these services to live.
Now, my understanding of this new plan is that it would move Medicaid clients into an HMO type of managed care plan, which in which the patient has a primary care physician and a copay and so on. Is that similar to what many working people would be familiar with the type of plan they get through their employer?
Well, the new legislation that has been passed last week included a little debated provision to charge premiums of $10 a month. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but if you're talking about a family with two kids who has very, very low income, that's $240 a year for a family that's paying for food and housing out of a budget of just a few $1,000 a year. That's going to be prohibitive. We know from research and experience with premiums that those kinds of premiums will prevent children and others from getting health coverage and could result in thousands of children losing health coverage.
So did your study of these pilot programs actually find cases where patients were having trouble accessing services under the HMO-type models in these programs?
Well, we conducted a number of focus groups with beneficiaries, and there were a number of warning signs that we heard about. Difficulties accessing needed prescription drugs, in some cases difficulties accessing needed specialists for care, and delays. We've heard anecdotally of delays in getting care for pregnant women and others, and those kinds of things are concerning, particularly for this population, which tends to have more health problems than others.